Barry, one more sleep until the start of the regular season tomorrow, for the Rattlers at least. How excited are you and others in the organization for this season?
Well, I think there's a lot of anticipation surrounding the game tomorrow. We've been through training camp here, and guys have been grinding it out every day. And, you know, it's interesting to see how it's starting to come together. And so, you know, tomorrow will be the start of our season and give us an opportunity to see what we've got.
What would you say your overall expectations are for this team going forward for this season?
Well, we've kind of talked about that as a group, and I mean, I guess our first expectation is that we, you know, we compete every night, we steadily improve over the course of the season, we qualify for the playoffs, we get to the Final Four on the championship weekend, and then we win a championship. But we're not going to bite all that in one bite. We're gonna chew at that in that order. So, you know, that's what our expectations are.
I don't know if you're big on odds, but that's kind of become the norm in sports lately. The league released the odds of best odds to win the championship this season, and they got the Rattlers dead last. And I kind of talked with Coach a couple days ago, and he said, you know, if the guys weren't excited or given more motivation, then that should. Just what are your thoughts on that? Does that give you more motivation to see the team succeed?
Well, those odds that they set are like, it's kind of like perfume. Those guys, let those guys that are listed as the favorites drink that Kool-Aid if they want. You know, like I said, those types of things, you can have a little sniff of those things, but if you start drinking it, you're in a lot of trouble. So, like I said, we don't put much stock in that, and you know, we'll be ourselves and we'll just worry about our own business.
Lots of new players coming in this season and returning players and, of course, new coach coming in. Just what are your expectations or what are you looking for from a coach like Larry that's had so much experience with G League and the NBA itself?
Well, just that. I mean, he understands the professional game at a lot of different levels. And, you know, for him to be able to come in and share that with some of our players and help them develop not only individually but as a group and, you know, just kind of draw on that experience and, you know, Larry's a very personable type individual that's able to coach these young men and you know, get them going in the right direction and put them in the right frame of mind to be successful.
In a league where it's not always guaranteed that you're going to have the exact same roster year after year, you have a lot of returning players. How important is that for this younger group? And you got a nice mix of veterans and even one player in particular, Jalen, that has a couple games of NBA experience.
Well, you know, the one thing that's for certain in this league is change. There's, you know, the situations are always going to be fluid with rosters and, you know, obviously some players coming and going. We try and maintain as stable a roster as possible. And, you know, we have a good mix of experience and young players. And, you know, we're hoping those experienced guys can convey some of their wisdom to our younger guys. And, you know, we hope that those younger players are going to continue to develop and you know, become long-standing members of our roster.
Last season, it was so fun to watch a player like Justin Wright Foreman. Is it wrong to assume that Jalen Harris coming in can put on those shoes and kind of become the player that Justin was last year? Is it too soon to say something like that so early without even playing a game?
Well, Justin's a marvelously talented player, but you know, Jalen is in the same mold, but I think Jalen's in a little bit of a different situation here. I think we've got some better pieces around him with this roster, so I don't really want Jalen having the mindset that he needs to come in and try and fill somebody's shoes or to carry the load. You know, I think he's going to do a lot of really good things in this league, and he just needs to worry about being him. So, you know, that's kind of the mindset I want him to put on.